Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Brian Koberger is our topic of discussion on this segment. We're talking with the psychologist Dr. John Delatorre about it. A lot of delay tactics, stall tactics, all those sort of things seemingly being employed by the defense right now to buy more time to figure out what on earth they're going to be arguing on the behalf of Koberger. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, this is all part of trial tactics. This is the stuff that you don't see on television. This is the stuff that isn't included in true crime docuseries or podcasts or anything like that. This is the part of the process that I think a lot of people don't quite understand, which is, yes, there is a constitutional right to a speedy trial, but if you're the defendant, I don't want a speedy trial. I want it to take as long as it can take, right? I want to make sure that the prosecution has crossed all of its T's and dot all of its I's. I'm making sure that I'm working them, right? Mm-hmm. If they have the burden, then they have to put in the work, and I want to see all of it. So whatever my lawyer has to do to grind this thing to a halt, flimsy alibis and other stuff notwithstanding, whatever it is that they need to do in order to get themselves prepared, then they need to do it. And I'm willing to sacrifice some time in getting this going to ensure that the prosecution has made this case.
How do you feel about some of the points that the defense has been throwing out there seemingly to a potential jury pool? Obviously, Moscow is where it's going to happen. Small community. Everybody's hearing the claims that they're throwing out there, but they seem to almost be trying to play to them prior to the trial actually starting. One of the experts that they've brought in, Dr. Leah Larkin, echoing the concerns of the defense that the genetic genealogy is not perfect. And with any of this, there is a room for error. But when you actually look at the room for error on some of these studies that have been done and some of the tests that have been done, it's insanely rare. 5.37 octillion times when we're talking about the DNA. It's more likely to be the defendant than any one random person selected in the general population. Are they being effective by putting out terms like phantom matches and things of that nature to sow doubt in things that really don't have a lot of room for it other than just on the surface?
I think so. And I think whether or not it's actually working is another question. The problem that we have with juries nowadays is that they've all grown up watching CSI. They've all grown up with this idea that if there is direct physical blood, DNA, right, saliva, other bodily fluid, like if it's there, then it is, then it automatically means that whoever it matches to, that's your guy. And the reality is that's not necessarily the case. And so usually attorneys will say that there isn't much direct evidence, and there normally isn't. But I think this is a different tact because now they're saying, well, listen, the science isn't quite there. So if you sow even one, if you sow even one seed of doubt in one person, that's all you really need. And ultimately, I think what they're trying to do is just try to save his life, right? Mm-hmm. Just do what they can to get him to, maybe they're anticipating finding guilt, but just get the lowest amount of punishment that they can.
Get that off the table, no matter what they have to do. Let me ask you this, because we haven't heard directly from Koberger himself at all, really, through any of this, other than the few hearings that he said yes and no or stayed silent at. He does seem to exhibit, you know, this belief that he's going to be exonerated, that he didn't do this. Is there any chance, have you ever dealt with a case or heard of a case of cognitive dissonance where they were there in some way, maybe dissociative is more the right word for it, where maybe he was out driving, maybe he went and committed this crime, but has no recollection of actually committing it because he got so into that mission that he'd been planning allegedly and then went on? That's just a big blank memory. He remembers driving in that area and driving home at night. Maybe he doesn't have the memories of committing the heinousness of the crime. Is that even a thing?
I can't see it because Let's say he is on this mission. Well, how are you going to know that you've actually completed the mission if you don't have any recollection of it? So I don't believe that he's forgotten. I don't believe that he is in some kind of psychological state in which he has somehow repressed that memory. Whoever did this most likely enjoyed doing it and most likely has a fond recollection. If there's nothing, and again, we don't know all the evidence, but if nothing was taken as a sort of pseudo trophy, if no physical object was taken, then the only thing that's there that can be used to remember and relive the event are the memories. And there's nothing to suggest that this was the idea that, oh, I just want to kill these people and then I'm going to forget. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really seem to ring true. If he did this, he can recall it. But what incentive does he have to tell anybody that he can recall it? None. Yeah. Right? So he's just going to sit there and be quiet because that's what the law allows him to do.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.